It is the State Capitol Report on the Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about the work to maintain the over century-old Wisconsin State Capitol building that houses the chambers where all state legislation flows. The State Capitol is a National Historic Landmark, and Jeff LeMay is decorative painter for the building. Questions and comments are welcome. Call in at 800-642-1234 for conversation. Email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So touching up the paint on the walls and the trim of a 106-year-old state capitol building, that's only, I understand, part of what you do. What features of the building are you responsible for maintaining?
I'm responsible for all the painted decoration in the capitol and exterior and interior, including the statues up on the top, and maintaining the Hague statue and the Forward statue.
Wow. So you go up high. Are you okay with heights?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes. You have to be okay with heights to work here. I'll tell you that.
How physically demanding is the work?
Sometimes it is. We redid all the windows last summer and this summer on the first four floors, which are 524 windows. And, you know, in the summer when it's 90-some degrees doing windows, it gets a little taxing out there. But
you said 524 windows?
Yes, that are just on the first four floors. And then there's more up on the eighth level and then up in the up on the top.
I wonder, does it become quite a bit tedious, like to do the same technique over and over and over?
Well, on them ones, what's interesting, the windows are cherry, which is pretty cool. Mm. And so it's, you know, it's important to maintain them because, you know, they're expensive to replace. So, you know, an ounce of prevention really works for them. So I did them 11 years ago and I did them this year. So we try to keep a schedule for them.
How do you prioritize what needs restoration?
Well, it kind of prioritizes itself, sort of. You know, the original decoration that's over 100 years old, that's high priority to maintain that. And, you know, the restoration was started in 1990 and finished in 2002. So my job is really to make sure that is maintained to the highest level and not to let it, you know, degrade any at all, to be honest with you. So that's my job.
Some people are wondering, how did you get this job? How did you become the decorative painter for the state capitol?
Well, very lucky, to be honest. You see, I was recommended, and then they give me a little test, which I didn't know was a test. I had to touch up paint in 16 rooms, which was really hard to find, to be honest with you, because you have to know your way around the capitol a little bit. So it took me a while to navigate that, but I didn't realize at the time there were 600 colors at the Capitol. So I was tasked to palette match touch up because they were interested in finding out if I had that skill. And once I passed that test, I was kind of indoctrinated to helping keep the decorative paint in good condition at the Capitol.
Have you had to deal with lead paint in the building?
No, they tried to get most of the lead paint out of the building. So that hasn't really been a problem. Yeah. So that hasn't been one of my problems.
Is there a backlog of projects that you need assistance to complete, or do you face a backlog of things that really need to get done?
Well, I got to be honest with you. So the first thing I did at the Capitol was 2007. And that was, you know, five or so years after the last part of the restoration was done. And so, but it's sort of picked up as time has gone on, because even though things are restored or preserved, that doesn't mean it's still 106-year-old paint and plaster. So, you know, things still are, you know, moving on as far as age. So that's kind of what I learned is that, you know, that you do your best to keep up with things, and you just have to, you know, watch, and you know, I kind of know where the problem areas are and keep up on them.
What are the problem areas? What are the ones that you just say, doggone it?
Well, The Pastiglia, it's called Pastiglia, and it's raised plaster, and it's in the round entry areas on ground floor and first floor entries, and then it's up on third floor, and we call it the groin vaults, which are where the elevators are, and it's tricky stuff. And what I didn't realize, I've been doing work on the Pastiglia on third floor for a long time, and every time I think I got it down, it shows me I don't. And I realized because the Capitol has microclimates in it. Oh. And because it's so big, and you know that, you know, the HVAC systems have been, you know, changed over the years and that. And so it's got its own little special places that hold moisture and do different things. And so I've learned a lot about big buildings like this and how things, you know, with stone, you know, with the marble and everything, how everything reacts to changes in temperature.
Jeff LeMay is with us, decorative painter for the Wisconsin State Capitol building. As we learn about the building itself and its upkeep, you can join in questions and comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Jeff, you mentioned the big restoration and renovation that took place between 1988 and 2002. So now here we are, over a couple decades later. Are you revisiting some of the nooks and crannies that were updated back then, or addressing what was missed?
There wasn't really anything missed, but and they did an excellent job. That was a first-class restoration of this building. It's just mainly, like I said, there's problem areas, and I think they've been problem areas probably, you know, since the building was, you know, 10, 15 years old, probably. So, you know, them are the ones that we got to, you know, keep a handle on and keep things, you know, keep things moving in the right direction there. And so, you know, that's kind of what I do. So That's what I really, and I enjoy doing it. It makes me feel good that, you know, this building is being kept up to the proper standard, which is a very high standard.
You worked closely with Mike Bath for over a decade, who started before you as a Capitol painter and restoration team member. What about knowledge transfer here on the building? How do you pass on the work? Who will do this work when you retire?
Well, that's what I've been tasked to do. That I will probably always have something to do with the Capitol, because of the years I've spent here. Like Mike, he is still here, and he's still passing on all his knowledge, which is invaluable to me and to a lot of people at the Capitol. And so, you know, he did go through the restoration and is very tied to that, and wants to make sure that the quality of that is kept up. And he's passed that on to me. I'm going to pass that on to the next person who takes over. So it's important to us that this tradition gets passed on to the next decorative painter at the Capitol.
So as this building is a National Historic Landmark, are there certain protocols you have to follow in its maintenance and in painting?
Yes, exactly. There's a number of them, but the main thing is not to do anything that can't be reversed. So if you're doing any sort of restoration or, you know, even sometimes redoing things. We're redoing the 64 panels on ground floor now. Actually, John Canning, Restoration Preservation Company, is doing that. And, you know, the main thing is they put a protective coat over everything, and then they inpaint whatever loss there is, and then they put another coating so that it can always be taken off back to the original, whatever was left. So the main thing is not to do anything that can't be reversed.
What is your, I wonder, favorite tool or gadget in painting that you always have with you?
My favorite tool or painting or gadget that I have with me? probably my headlamp. <'Cause> there's a lot of dark nooks and crannies here that aren't, very well lit. So
that's one of the things
thing
you have to have.
Have.
Yeah,
yes,
when you navigate microclimates.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So there's a lot of little dark areas you got to see into.
So the state capitol often ranked among the most beautiful in the country. When people find you at work in the capitol, what do they highlight about the building?
Well, yeah, they do really say a lot how nice the building is, and how it's probably one of the, if they've seen more than one Capitol, how nice ours is and how beautiful it is. And, you know, I think it's the views and everything, you know, that you can go outside, you know, on the observation deck and all that. I think the whole presentation of the Capitol is, you know, if probably one of the best Capitols in the country for sure. And it's, you know, very highly thought of that for everybody that comes here.
How much personal pride do you take from that and those comments?
I take great pride in too. They have the grade school kids come every year, and it's really interesting to see from the kids that come from all over the state how amazed they are when they walk in this building. And that really hits home to me about what we're really doing here, is that, you know, the future generations, how in awe they are of the state capitol.
And
that's pretty cool.
They might hear from me once in a while, "Don't touch the walls. Stop touching the walls."
Yeah. Or are they told to be quiet? Because it is a working office building, so, but it's hard for them to do that.
Oh, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Anytime I can talk about the Capitol, I'm happy to.
Jeff LeMay is decorative painter for the Wisconsin State Capitol Building. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.